This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, lamenting oppression. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to Etzed here on Armwich Radio with me, Sister Zainab and Lasso. Lamenting oppression. Lamenting oppression is something that, you know, we often do during the month of Muharram and then any of the other martyrdom days as well. And then there is often or usually something else tied in with that, because often we don't just refer to the history of the Battle of Karbala, and we're not just talking about the sufferings, for example, of our imams, our martyred imams, but often there's also the reference to the other oppression that goes on. And obviously, we know that Muharram will be coming up, and it'll be very interesting to see what sort of focus and how things are presented during this coming Muharram. But obviously, going back to the lamenting oppressions, this idea of relating it to current political events, this is not something new. And this was particularly prevalent, obviously, in the times before the Islamic Revolution. So our martyr, Rahba, in his book, Cell Number 14, talks about how, for example, so he was doing it. So he was invited to speak in a city in Iran called Birjand during the month of Muharram. And so we'd have to call it a massacre, had happened at one of the seminaries in the holy city of Qom. And so he talked about that and the plot of the foreign governments who wanted to detach religion from everyday life. And of course, he drew this into sort of our mourning for Imam Hussein. Welcome back to Etzed here on Armbing Trade with me, Sister Zainab. So obviously I've just mentioned how our martyred Rahba would always tie in, especially during the holy month of Muharram, some of the quite horrendous events prior to the Islamic Revolution. So the severe subjugation, oppression, the violence towards the people who wanted to practice their faith, did not want to be under the rule of the Shah. And obviously the clergy, the students at the Hausa, especially had a big role in those days, and they were persecuted quite severely. So, and obviously he was talking about this very openly, so he had a very courageous stance. And yeah, this is something that's very important. So any time, and when we talk, I think if when we talk with family members or friends or in other settings, often when we talk about obviously what the current issues in society, what's happening, for example, for the Muslims in different parts of the world, then often our discussion will also drift back to talking about Imam Hussein and, or indeed, the suffering of some of our other imams. So this is not unusual. And then also at the same time, we do know this, this is what we should also be doing. So when we're talking about Imam Hussein and his revolution, what he was actually doing, of course, we need to relate this to current events and look at, well, you know, what is the battle, for example, what is the battle that the Muslims are fighting at the moment against, for example, the US against, for example, the Zionists. So, and we need to look, we need to understand Imam Hussein's mission. We need to be reinvigorated by this, by his courage, by not just by his courage, the courage of his companions, the courage of his whole family, and remember what it was he was defending, that he was defending true Islam, Muhammadan Islam, the ability to pray wherever we are. So, inshallah, this will sort of lead us into thinking more about Muharram too. And that was it for today. And I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of Etzed here on Armbingish Radio. And farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.